Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of November, recording at 5:37 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, that's obviously much earlier than usual, but both Owen and I do have a pre-TCS, that's the chart seminar event with some of the delegates. Now, first, the highlights here today. Asian stock markets following Wall Street's close were mostly weaker. China was an exception. The Asian stock market selling, though, was light, small percentages. Europe was weaker, closing with declines of 2 to 3% across the boards. And Wall Street, although off the lows, is down about 2.75% on average over the main indices as I speak. Now, against that background, the bond markets are mostly steadier. An exception here is the U.S. long bond, which is down, future, which is down 10 ticks. In terms of more important or more decisive action, I should say, the U.S. dollar has given up some of its earlier gains today, but it's the yen that's really quite strong in here. The dollar has fallen to 95.6 against the dollar. Now, some of the commodity currencies are a bit soft as well. Precious metals are down. Gold down about 10.5 right now. Silver, 43 cents. They're all easier. And energy has been hit. Crude oil is down another 2.25. It's down nearly to $57. Spot crude and natural gas is down again today, following a sharp reaction yesterday. Most commodities are weaker, although a few of the industrial metals are slightly steadier, including copper and zinc and nickel. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, this is the third day of some selling pressure for most of the world's stock markets. And following the climactic activity that we saw in the late part of October, and some rather powerful, in some instances extremely powerful, 1 week upward dynamics, and we have seen resistance encountered at the top of those narrow little ranges, and as I say, selling pressure for most of them for the third consecutive day here. The strength of the dollar this week, I should say renewed strength, because it had been in a ranging consolidation type of pattern, and also the strength of the yen certainly indicates that more capitulation selling and no doubt perhaps some short selling is also occurring. So in terms of stock markets overall, while I have emphasized that we have the preconditions for a bottoming out and base building process, not least the extremes of sentiment that were reached, the extremes of trend that were reached, the capitulation excelling, the acceleration that was seen on the downside, all that does tally with activity that we have seen at the end of many bear markets, or certainly at the latter stages of many bear markets. So that does indicate, I think, a reasonable chance that if we aren't at the actual, if we haven't seen the actual lows, that we've probably seen penultimate lows for some of these stock market indices. And of course, performance varies by market to market, and what Owen and I are particularly interested in at this stage of the cycle is seeing or is identifying the early relative strength leaders. Now, I'm not talking about on the way down, because relative strength on the way down will not necessarily or most likely not be relative strength on the way back up. And one of the reasons that I say that is because high beta markets tend to outperform in both directions. So, for instance, China, which we've both frequently mentioned as a candidate to be a leader of the next upside move, has been one of the biggest decliners in here overall. So, the key that we're looking for is that first, we won't get any major stock market recovery without pretty well most indices improving. We won't get another bull market, and I know at times when sentiment is so fragile, people despair of the prospect of there ever being another bull market, but there always has been, and I maintain there always will be. But we won't have that clear upside potential until we see most stock market indices showing base formation development overall. Now, why should that happen anytime soon? And I don't know how soon that will actually be. It may take, if we get ranging base formation patterns, it may take another number of months or possibly a year or more for them to perform for them to form. However, I would maintain that those that are going to lead on the upside will bottom early and start to establish upward trends confirmed by higher highs and higher reaction lows well before the middle performance markets, let alone the laggards, and there always are lead both leaders and laggards on the upside and on the downside. Now, again, why should markets bottom out against the background of such an epical fundamental economic background for the global economy? And the answer is simple, really, I feel. And that is that we are seeing increasingly coordinated and aggressive efforts of a multinational nature in terms of monetary and fiscal policy. And having crossed this Rubicon, as I've said before, the central banks and urged on by their governments will continue in this vein. In other words, they're not going to let up. They're now fully committed to combating recession and the disinflationary, deflationary factors that they fear. So monetary and fiscal policy is firmly now on the side of a bottoming out and recovery process. Now we know that the economic news is going to get worse before it gets better. But a lot of that is already factored into what stock markets have done. We know that corporate profits are going to be diabolical more often than not. And again, that's factored into the markets. One of the biggest fears is the unknown question of who else is going to capitulate out there, or what skeleton might still tumble out of the closets around the world in terms of over leverage and other risky financial developments that will be exposed by this recessionary environment. Now we can't answer that, but and that may well delay or prolong some of this base formation development. But as I say, we have the preconditions, and in terms of price action, and also in terms of monetary and fiscal policy for the base development activity. So while I see no need to go rushing into stock markets here today, and I'm content to sit with my remaining cash and watch, I'm not despondent about the recovery prospects of positions that I currently have, and I fully intend to add to some of those positions when I see clear evidence not only of base formations but also the establishment of new uptrends. How long we have to wait for that is an unknown. And I have said that the evidence of basis is certainly tentative at this stage, but that can change quickly. particularly where we see a gradual overall loss of downside momentum and a fair amount of ranging activity. If and when markets begin to break up through their progressions of lower rally highs, we will have some very clear evidence of base formation development. Okay, and in terms of long-dated government bonds, meanwhile, they remain generally firm, showing that investor caution is leading to not only a bit more deleveraging in equities, but also an additional retreat into the long-dated government bond markets. As stock markets next improve, I expect those long-dated government bond prices to come down and the yields to back up. And we want to watch charts for those instruments quite closely. Now, the US dollar, I described recent activity is looking like a consolidation, in my view, suggesting that we might get a bit of additional firmness in the dollar. I see no clear evidence that it has peaked, and the recent pause that we have seen, I would suggest, is at best perhaps a penultimate penultimate high. While the dollar is firm and while the yen is quite firm, I suspect we will not see a major stock market recovery, and we certainly won't see a major rally by the gold market, in my view. However, watch for one of those all change signals that we do talk about at the chart seminar. Once we see the yen and, more importantly, still the US dollar start to break their upward trends, I would expect precious metals to do much better. I would expect most other commodities to do much better. And I think equity markets might well also be firmer against that background, but we're going to have to wait for it. Meanwhile, in terms of overall economic problems, we know all about the recession, but remember, central banks were most worried about inflation earlier in the year, and that is a fading problem. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of today's main factors and items that I wanted to cover, and the website will be updated very shortly. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.